This is the VOA Learning English Education Report. The oil industry is growing fast in the American states of North Dakota and Montana. Removing oil from the ground has made a lot of money for the area and provided many jobs. The industry also has brought thousands of people to rural towns that once had small populations. Williston, North Dakota, is a good example. The United States Census Bureau says the Williston area was the fastest growing place of its size and description from July 1, 2011 to July 1, 2012. It said the population growth was 9.3%. Adding many people means increased demand for roads, emergency services, and other systems like electricity, heating, and water. And more children attending schools can mean crowding in the community's classrooms. John Monger was born and raised in Williston. He has taught at the city's Hagen Elementary School for 24 years. For the last 3 years, he has taught in a temporary structure called a trailer. The classrooms are smaller than usual. He started the year with 16 students. Now Mr. Monger has 18 in the small space. Viola LaFontaine is the leader of Williston Public Schools. That area of schools is the smallest in North Dakota, but it is also growing the fastest. She says the schools increased their population by more than 1,000 students during the past 4 to 5 years. The majority are elementary school children. In addition, she says, the students come from all over the world.
I believe it's 7 different languages that we have spoken in the school now. And the majority are Spanish, but we have Cantonese, we have French.
Ms. LaFontaine says it is difficult to deal with the continuing changes in student population.
The greatest challenge is the students coming in and out and throughout the whole entire school year, which is something different, as well as students leaving throughout the entire school year.
The official says it is also hard to hire qualified teachers and to pay for larger and more modern schools. She notes that the state is receiving a lot of money from oil. She has asked the North Dakota government for education assistance.
I mean, North Dakota's always been conservative. I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing, but now that you've got ample resources, let us have some of it. Whether it's grants or loans or, you know, preferably grants that you could use to really support your schools.
Voters in Williston District 1 recently approved a measure to build a new high school. The measure will increase property taxes. But education activists say Williston taxes are less than those in similar North Dakota communities. And that's the education report from VOA Learning English. You can listen to our reports at our website or download them. You can follow us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and on our YouTube channel, all at VOA Learning English. I'm Jerry Watson.